Hello, and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Friday. This is the third week after Pentecost, and this week we have been focusing our attention on the gospel reading that it will be assigned and we will hear in worship this Saturday and Sunday. Our theme for this week is Jesus' disciples share his peace. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God, and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son. A reading from Luke chapter 10, beginning this morning, and actually ending with verse 16. Just one verse today. Luke 10:16. Jesus said, "Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The word of the Lord. Throughout this week, we've been listening to the story of Jesus sending out 70 of his disciples to go ahead of him to announce the coming of the kingdom of God, to share Jesus' peace, the peace that Jesus brings, the forgiveness of sin, the announcement of the coming of the kingdom of God, the very presence of God coming back and returning into our lives and into the lives of people through Jesus' ministry and presence there. So our theme has been that Jesus' disciples share Jesus' peace. They share his peace wherever they go, and that's at the heart of this passage. The reception, the opening, the hospitality receives that wholeness, that peace, which means forgiveness, reconciliation, unity, all of those things, whole and well in God's praise might be another way of looking at that, and God truly present and in and among God's people. This ministry that the disciples have been given, as we were talking about yesterday, it's not terribly difficult, although it is hard to go out and share. But it also it's serious, it's beautiful, and it's also connected very much with God. So as a way of comforting the disciples as they go about this ministry is a way of letting them know that they are not the ones who are being rejected, but they are only the ministers and ambassadors of Christ. So the news that they announce, the peace that they give and that they share, when that's received, then Christ is received. So the word of forgiveness that is spoken through the disciples, when that's received, it is as if God has forgiven them. It is that God forgave them through Christ, through the word of these disciples. But if that word is rejected, then they've also rejected not the people who are announcing it. They're only announcing the good news of the kingdom, but they are rejecting Jesus. And by rejecting Jesus, they're rejecting God who has come in. So in some ways, it gives us comfort. We are just ambassadors, messengers of the good news. And at the same time, it also shows how serious these words of sharing this peace are. It really is announcing the word of God and the healing of God and the wholeness of God. And the reception of it really does bring forgiveness, life, and salvation to all who hear and believe. So it's important that we go and important that we share it and not worry about being rejected in the process, because it is not us who are being rejected. Not that we would be happy about that, not that we would do that, but in being grieved, we are grieved at that rejection and the rejection of Jesus also, and the rejection of the Heavenly Father who sent Jesus into the world as well. And it is that unity and mission that God has given to us through Christ and his disciples. In the tender compassion of our God, though, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. In you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, for the gift of relationship with others. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and especially the people, the ministries, the leaders of St. Paul's Lutheran Church. For those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for those who are sick, for those who are mourning, for those who care for the sick and accompany the mourning, for those who strive to save this earth from carelessness and destruction. For who else? For what else do we pray today? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.